Simen Kuf Tzadi Beis, so all about Kala going to the Chuppah. So the first inyan is the inyan of Dam Chimut. So the Gemara says, Nida Samach Vav, Amar Rava, Tavuha Lenase, Venispaisa, Tzricha Shateshav Shiv Nikiyim. A woman, even if the woman is totally Tahora, even if she's a Katana, or she's an old lady, an old Almana, either way, she has to be Yoshev Shiv Nikiyim. So the standard reason given in Shulchan Aruch, and definitely Chachmei Sfard, is that Shema Machmas Chimud, Rasa Tipas Dam Kechardo. That maybe there was a drop of dam. The Metzias is definitely... Definitely there is a mitzias that a woman, if she gets excited or has a lot of anxiety, it could cause what they call breakthrough bleeding, like a change in the hormones, a drop in hormones. And we mentioned that so too, even a katana, right? I thought, before I learned Maseches Nida, I thought that if a woman is Katana, she doesn't have the whole mechanics, the whole biology is not there to see Nidas. But afterwards I saw the Gemara says in Nida that even a baby could see Nidas, right? The Gemara tells us that there are cases where a baby girl was born and she went to the mikvah before her mother. Meaning the mother only went to the mikvah on day 14, but the baby got Nidas before, then it went to the mikvah before the mother. Right, so that happens, right? I didn't think it happened. I checked it out. 20%, they say, about 20% of newborn babies see nidus. They call it neonatal withdrawal bleeding.
It's
your daughter. Right? Someone else told me, that, you know, he was changing his newborn baby daughter and saw blood there. I was like, what is this? Well, ask the doctor. He said, oh, that happens. Why does it happen? It happens because of the sudden change in hormones being connected to the mother. It's not being connected to the mother, so it creates a change in hormones.
That makes it tummy?
And it seems that makes the baby tummy. Seems that. Seems that way, at least for Tum and Tara.
So?
It's a shayla because the chod is no hargasha. So that's a shayla, but maybe it means just the dam even without hargasha, we assume, will for Tum and Tara, could make a person tummy.
Practically speaking, like, that baby,
Tam
did mikdash.
Bizman HaMikdash, they put her in the mikvah. In the olden days, when they kept Tum and Tara, you had to keep your baby's Tara too. So what do you do? When they become tummy, you take this baby, right?
And what is going on in here?
What? It helps them to learn to swim young.
Oh, man.
Right? No?
Wow.
It's a great thing. So that's it. So,
car for water birth.
Yeah. Underwater. It's fire, I haven't heard. Yeah.
What if
there are
gems in the works or not?
I don't know. It's a little hard to explain why, but Dafka, this they're choshish for.
Imagine that
right. A
couple times.
I get the... Right.
Did you bring your diaper to the rough?
It's not my old demo. It's not. It's something... It's chad pa'ami. Zero.
Okay, you're
so
right.
So you're all good to go.
I hear that. Okay. Yeah, that could be. So... Now, is it... It's a little funny that I have to tell you it's funny. It's a chash. It could be. You know, I just think it could be what was behind Chazal. Was, you know, you're coming to marriage. Until now, maybe she hasn't been careful if she's seeing them. You know, always, you know, before Kedusha, you have Tara. It could be something Chazal liked about the idea of being extra careful. But it's definitely built out of this sort of chash, of seeing them. That there's actually some them seen. So what does this say for us? Tavu Lanase. What's Tavu Lanase? So... That's not entirely pashut. What is it that creates this excitement that will cause a riyah stam? So stam by a woman who gets married, your regular girl, that's seeing dam every month, so it doesn't make such a difference, because normally we could assume tavur lanasi, it already happens when she gets engaged. Not everyone assumed that way. The Chmuda Daniel writes that he thinks that without tanan, it's not called tavur lanasi. Tavur lanasi means there's something happening that she really knows she's getting married. Engagement breaks. He's saying he's going to marry her, but he could get out of it. He could back out. Tanam were really stuck. Tanam, to get out of it, there's kanasim and curses on the two sides. It's very serious business. So, therefore, that's one of the reasons that among Hasidim and Eretz Yisrael, and basically the minhag of Klal Yisrael until Rav Moshe changed the minhag, was always that there's Tanam earlier, and those Tanam make the tavur lanasi, and therefore she doesn't have to worry about there being another tavur lanasi. But if not, you could worry that maybe later is tavur lanasi. Maybe by the chasana, that's tavur lanasi. That'd be a big problem, because then she wouldn't be able to get married. So we don't assume that. But just mention the Arishonim who did seem to have that sort of assumption. The Ra'ar writes that without Kedushin, you can't have Tavu L'Nase. Chazal are talking in their days that they had Kedushin, and then there was a Tavu L'Nase. He says, Stam Tavu L'Nase, we didn't even do Kedushin, so that would be nothing. And the Me'iri writes that, the Me'iri says that there was a minhag that they would write the Ksuva, even though they didn't do Kiddushin before the Nisuin, but they would write the Ksuva 7 days before the Nisuin so that the Ksuva would make Tavu L'Nase. You know, they were worried that they want to have like some sort of formalistic type of Tavu L'Nase. So that's something that's not entirely Pashat. The Rashba is interesting. The Rashba says when they prepared the Suda, but he also says that the Ofraf, he mentions the Ofraf. He says the whatever, I don't remember his Lashon. He didn't say Ofraf, no. I don't know if he says Shabbat Chatan. I don't remember. But that Shabbos, that was a week before, they were doing it a week before, and that would make a Tavu L'Nase. That was like the official beginning. The Maisa. L'maisa, we assume l'kula, we do like Rav Moshe. And what we assume is that even without any tanam, we do tanam just as a relic of the old minhag, but it doesn't say in the tanam anything like what it actually says in the old tanam. We do it just as a relic of the old minhag. But what we assume is that once they sent out invitations and they rented the hall, it's already such a serious thing that would be called tavur l'nase, and you could assume that she's already had her shiva nikiyam. Now, yeah.
So who says that nowadays, once there's a set date, that it's
Rav Moshe.
Rav Moshe says that.
It's, you know, even the Rashba really basically assumes. So the Rashba says once you start preparing the Suda, so it's already, you've already invested a lot, so that's already considered Tavul and Asse. Just Misvara, once you start spending money and it's not refundable, it makes sense that's Tavu L'Nase.
It has to be like binding enough that people won't back out so easily. That's basically
right. That they know it's more than just your word, right? In everyone, it seems like it's not just your word, because they say that it has to be that you started preparing the Suda. So it's not just your, but it can't just be your word, because even by Kiddushin, you already agreed. Right? In the Gemara, they already had Kiddushin, and this point later where they call it Tavu L'Nase. So it's not just the engagement. That one, I don't think that would be enough to qualify as Tavu L'Nase. You know, like COVID, there was such problems with this, because people were like, they were engaged, and then they saw, in a week the Board of Health, whoever was doing it, is going to assert marriages. So they wanted to jump and do something, but that makes a problem of Tavu L'Nase. Right, because they really, you know, depending how deep they were in the engagement process. So that's the Sfari Rishon. However, there's another Shita, and it's brought by the Rama, Shita of Tosus and the Mordechai, And they understood things completely different. I actually like their Mahalach a little bit more, because they say that, no, it's not that Dam Chimud actually makes the woman a Nida. They say it's a different din. It's just telling me that Tavula Nase, for 7 days, she can't actually have Nisuin, because 7 days she has to check herself. She has to have Shiv Nikim, not that she's Tmeya, but just checking herself, being extra careful and high alert, maybe she's going to see Dam Chimud. Right, just like in Shiv Nikim, you're on high alert, maybe she's a Zava, we want to see if she stops. So in Mela, we want to do Bedikos, yeah?
How is it Mashmah in Gemara?
So it's tremendously Mashmah that way in the Gemara. Tremendously Mashmah that way. Why? Because it just says, Teshuva loves Shiv Nikim. Rava says, Teshuva loves Shiv Nikim. Teshuva loves Shiv Nikim? Why on earth would it be Teshuva loves Shiv Nikim? To be a Zava, you have to see 3 days straight. With Hargasha. Rava says, you don't darshan in public the din of Tipustam Kechardol. Right? Rava was the one on Nida Samach Vav. He says, V'makam to Ichmer, Ichmer, V'makam to Lo Ichmer, Lo Ichmer. Right? Later we said, Rav Papa said it became a halachic psukah, but in Rava, right? Rava darshan things based on Din Zava. How would he stam say, Teshav Alav Shiva Nikiyam? Right? There's not even a Dam Kechardol here. And she didn't notice any Hargasha, so it's a big chiddush to say that it means to say she's a Zava Gedola and has to keep Shiv Nikiyam. No, Teshav Shiv Nikiyam. What's Shiv Nikiyam? Shiv Nikiyam means that the din the Torah says by a Zava. A Zava is high alert. She's been seeing dam. Is she healed? We don't know. So for 7 days after she stopped seeing blood, we have to be choshesh. Maybe she shouldn't really stop. And therefore, you have to do Shiv Nikiyam. So this woman, before Chasana, you have to have Shiv Nikiyam to make sure she's mamish tahora. Tavula Nase. When you Tavula Nase, she cannot get married right away. Why? Because if she gets married right away, maybe she'll see Dam, like a Veses, right? Like Vestos. We're Choshesh, even though she doesn't feel anything, we're Choshesh, maybe her body really is on high alert, and maybe she's going to come to her husband, and in the middle of the year, she's going to see Dam. So there's that sort of chashash. So it's a vessel sort of chashash, that she's on high alert here. And therefore, to prove that to have 7 days, she'll calm down, and we'll be checking her every day, and then we'll say, okay, now she's ready to go to the chuppah. It's a different, completely different type of chashash. It's more like a vessel type of chashash, of being on high alert. But it's more, I'll just tell you, it's more, not to be machria, we go machma really both ways. But what's nice about it is you don't have to explain to me how she actually became a Nida. She actually became a Nida. No, it just means it's a high alert, and therefore she needs her Shiv Nikiyam, meaning 7 days of checking and being very careful. So that's brought in the Ramah. Right, not as a Kula. He actually brings it as a Chumrah. Now this could make a Kula. If these Rishonim would say, let's say a woman is Taka Tahora. She's a post-menopause woman, and she's having her second marriage. So now she's tahora. She has no need to go to mikvah bachlal. So we'll feed the Tosfos. He would say, okay, she has to check herself shiv nikiyam, but then she could go to the chuppah without going to the mikvah. She doesn't need mikvah. So we definitely hold like the Shulchan Aruch that any woman getting married is going to need mikvah, but there's a chumrah here. Rama tells us a chumrah here. And the chumrah is to say that she needs to have bedikos. And bedikos, he says, this is a chiddush, that the Rama says he needs bedikos until the chasana. Because even if she went to the mikvah 2 weeks before the chasana, but now, coming closer to the chasana, maybe there's going to be more excitement. It's not that there's a moment, right? In the Shulchan Aruch, we were explaining this like a magic moment, pow. Tavul Anase, whoa. It's a Schalkal Hamalka, she's shaken up, she's whoa, and that's gonna maybe cause her ear. We're not saying that. We're just saying the Chemda, her anticipation, puts her on high alert, and therefore, it's really a Chiddush more than the Gemara, but this is brought L'Halacha and Ramah. that you have to do bedikos from after the mikvah until the chasana. And in the Pashat Lashon, you have to do it till they manage to do Birishona. Why? Because that whole time she could have dam chimut. It's a chumrah, it's really a chumrah, right? It's even a chumrah above, it's sort of like a chumrah gabe chumrah, because the Gemara just says teshuv shiv nekiyim. It's being added on to that, teshuv shiv nekiyim, but even until after you went to the mikvah, you have to keep checking, because who knows, the closer it gets, maybe you get more excited. Yeah?
Doesn't the Ramah only quote it that if it's more than 4 days?
Oh, we're going to say that, yeah, so just give me a second. Yeah, yeah. I'm just saying the basic. But yeah.
How is it a kula?
It would be a kula if a woman was tahora from before, and then tavul nase, and then she checks herself for 7 days, she wouldn't have to go to the mikvah.
Because
there's no dam. It's just she's on high alert. But as long as her bedikas come out good, she won't have to go to the mikvah. We're saying that the halacha is that a woman always has to go to the mikvah before she's gets married, even if she doesn't get a period.
So, according to Shulchan Aruch, practically, the person can go to the mikveh a month before no problem.
Fi?
Shulchan Aruch.
Right.
You go to the mikveh 2 months before.
Right. 100%.
Because the mice is the only reason I go to the mikveh, meaning right according to Rama, why did he say it? Because Dam Chimut.
Right.
So, Mistam, according to Shulchan Aruch, there's no Dam Chimut towards the end. The woman's probably entered on a pill today, ingestion. So the mice,
she wouldn't have to do bedikas b'chlal.
Nothing, zero.
Right. I mean, once they do the invitations, let's say, they set the date and it's set in stone, and they did some hotzos, so let people know about it, so it's not going to back out. L'chol es tevul anase. Then she goes to the mikvah. Then time passes. L'fid the shulchan aruch. She doesn't have to do any bedikos. Right, maybe that's what Sfarim hold.
We don't, I'm saying. We show Ravada brings down like the Ramah.
Uh-huh.
He does, believe it or not. It says
like the Ramah. Maybe that brings down what the Ramah's talking about also. That's why I think
he said it's that. A gimel, right.
Mm-hmm. Okay. That's it. There's all sorts of chumras here. So the Baal HaShulchan has an amazing chumra. He says that women should check, even if they didn't do Bia Rishona the first night, they didn't get a Bia, they should keep doing Bedikos. Wow.
It's Mufra, that makes sense.
It sounds the Pashtus. But, okay, there's a few good coolers here, though. The big cool is the Ramah that you were mentioning. The Ramah has this din that many are like Matzmiya, where he gets this, sounds like he pulls it out of his hat. He says, if there's less than a 4 day break between the mikvah and the chuppah, so you don't have to do bedikos. He gives a hezri, he doesn't really give a hezri, he just says that was the minhag. That was the minhag that they would go to the mikvah on Wednesday, because on Wednesday.
Tuesday night?
On.
Yom Rabbi.
Yom Revi.
Yom Moshe Shabbat.
Er
Shabbat.
Is Pesulah
Nisus
really
a Mishiva Mikvah
the night
before? Pesulah Nisus, but the actual Pesulah Nisus would go the day before. I don't remember. The way I remember is it's the night of Yom Revi, because he wanted the tefillah to be on Yom Chamishi, which is that it was Nitzna Bracha L'Dagim. So then you have Thursday, Friday, their minhag was to get married on Friday afternoon, and their minhag was not to have Bir Rishona on Shabbos, a different sugya, and their Motzei Shabbos was when they had their Bia, so it was for the fourth night. So that's the minhag, so that's what we do. As long as the tefillah was within 4 days of the Bia, you don't have to do vatikos. That's what he says. The Bashas, what are you talking? Like, why? Either you believe in your din or you don't believe in your din. What's how you making up with the minhag? So I thought Mestam of the Pshat is that it's sort of Rachmanis, but it's more than Rachmanis. It's that we always know, you know, in a Hilchos Nida, there's a din that a woman's Torah shouldn't stand to B'tikos. The way we hold is that. Kol Baila Lo Boy B'tika, and the Gemara says, V'tivdok V'en B'kach Klom, it says, no, Shemotia, Libo Nogvo Parish. That if people are doing B'tikos, so they can't build up, you know, the romantic excitement to make things go. So it's gonna be a damper on marriage. So here the person's going into a mitzvah, and he's holding that he's right before. So we don't want to have it that he has to constantly be doing b'dikos. Doing b'dikos, he's thinking, okay, maybe we're going to have to shut down here and call off the show, right? So we say, no, okay. You do like the normal minhag. You go to the mikvah within 4 days of the chasana, and you're okay. You could relax and think happier thoughts. So that's one good kula. The other kula is not to be machna like the badeh. The badeh says even once you're married, even after the chuppah, so the good basis is already the leket yosher. He said he asked his rebbe, the Shum Sadesh, and once they go to the chuppah, does she have to continue doing b'dikos? And he said, absolutely not. He said, it's only when it's before they're together, before the chuppah. So then she might have dam chimud. But once they're together, there's no more b'dikos going on. And there's a lot of reason for that to be true. You find her in the Taz and the Chav Stas. They both point out that there's a very good svar to say that. The svar is because what's dam chimud in the first place? So chimud is that she's being chomed her husband. She's thinking about her husband getting excited. But it's lashon of chimud. Chimud is like something lo sachmor. You want things that you don't have. The Gemara says in Nida daf chaf that one of the Tana was looking at a woman's blood and he says, oh, this is dam chimud. This looks like dam chimud. And she says, yes. My husband was away on a trip and I was home. I was thinking about him and I saw this dam. So there's something dam chimud that's there's a dam chimud that's based on the fact that you're not with your husband. It says the Taz when you're with your husband. So then we won't worry about dam chimud anymore. It's excitement not being there. Once you're there, Ray brings his interesting rayos, like once from a Kiddushei Bia. There's something that's called Kiddushei Bia, right? Before the Kiddushei Bia, they didn't even have Kiddushin. And yet, they're allowed to have Bia. Why doesn't he get excited and see Dam? So the answer is no, because it's the anticipation that does it. But the being with the husband, that's fine. That won't cause Dam. There's other big rayos from Boaz and Rus. That Boaz and Rus, little story here, he has to put in, but he says that Boaz and Rus, how is it that the Chazal say that the following morning after Rus went to lie down next to Boaz when he was sleeping, the following morning they get married and gets pregnant. That night, the next day, Boaz dies. So how did it all happen so fast? What about Dam Chimud? So he says, no, it wasn't Dam Chimud because L'maisa, she right away, when she had she proposed to Boaz, she was really lying in bed with him. Okay, there wasn't an Isser of Panuya then, right? Let's talk about how that was Mutter, but that's what happened. So therefore, he said there's no Dam Chimud. Interesting, it brought to mind. Just Gemara in Erevin. Interesting Gemara in Erevin. It says, Harba arba tzvonich v'haronech. It says, I'm going to increase your sorrow and the pain of your pregnancy. Chazal say, this is dam nida and dam besulim. It says, vel ishech tishuk kasech. And you'll have a tshuka to your husband. It says, this is that a woman has a powerful tshuka for her husband. So it seems like maybe these things go together. These are things that cause bleeding. So those are the tshuka. The tshuka not having it. But once they're together, so that's not going to cause damage. Okay, so that's, yeah.
The Russian and the Ramah is Levaila. The Russian and the
Agama
Monit.
Right.
That's not right.
That's what is the chiddush here. That's what is the chiddush. I'm saying. But it's the Taz. The Taz says it in the Chavos Das and the Lechet Yosher. So the truth is, if we wanted chumras, we could find chumras. That's for sure. But right, as we're mentioning, this is already a chumra. Right? The din here is a chumra, right? Because this is more than the tesh of shiv nekiyim, right? It's sort of like a svaradik extension of the din of dam chimut. Right, bechlal doing bedikus is not such a right. Chazal say be'etzim, we don't want a woman who's with her husband doing bedikus. So it is there's good reasons to be mekel. That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
Yeah, I had a cousin who was married a granddaughter of Raphael Cohen, and I asked him about this, and he says yes. A five cone, that was one of his things he wanted from his grandkids, is to be machbid. You know, you talk to your granddaughter's colleagues about chassid about all sorts of things. That was one of the things he thought was like, this was really important. You see, if you look at Badei Shulchan, he's really like charged about this. Okay, fine. Now the sugya of chuppas nida. So chuppas nida is sometimes a big problem today, where we have our chasanas, their dates are set. The mechazal wasn't like that. The beginning of the ksuvas, the Gemara tells us about, they would set a day for the chasana if she doesn't become a nida. If she becomes a nida, so they push it off. That was just push it to the Gemara, that there's no such thing as getting married to a nida. One partial reason not to have chuppah with the nida is because what makes the chuppah, the nesuin, is made, the Rambam holds, with yichud. You can't have yichud with the nida, right? Because the nida, when they're married, they can have yichud with the nida, but until they've had bir rishona, a chasan and kala, even if they're completely married, but if they haven't had bir rishona, so they can't have yichud. So if they can't have yichud, it's not going to work. So that's the realm. That's the partial reason why Chazal, they wouldn't have had Nisun on Anita. Others shown him Archolik. The Ran says, as long as your machnas turns to your Rishos, as long as the husband owns the house and brings her into his house that he owns. The Baal Iter says, as long as you bring her into a place that's meyuchad for Simchas Chasun Mekala. Right, a place that's a simchadika place, a room that's made beautiful, like a hall or something. The shame simchas chasun akal. Okay, but that's one big problem, right? If they're not married, so then you can't have a chasana because you're not yotzi the chasana later when they actually be getting a suin, so then you'll have a chiyuv of all over again, right? Also, it'll be a problem for the birchas nesuin, right? The birchas nesuin for the shiva simi hamishta. Those are assuming that there's a reason. There has to be something that's stam kedushin doesn't make you make birchas nesuin. It's on the nesuin. Right? The gaonim even write. There are gaonim who say that if a woman, even if she'd have a valid nesuin, but before she has bir, she's poros nida. They say, we still would stop the simcha because you can't have sheva brachas anymore. You know, we sort of take for granted something that to our minds is very pashat. You go to the chasana, and of course things happen. You just had kiddushin. You put the ring on her finger, and tenarei mekudeshesli. But that's not what creates the simcha chasana kal. That's just the kiddushin. Simcha chasana kal is from the nesuin that they're actually living together as ish v'isha. If she's a nida, none of that's happening. Right, nothing's changing from before. Right? Imagine the days where there was kiddushin. Right? They already had kiddushin. They're already tied to each other. And she's a nida, so we haven't done anything new. They can't live as Isha now, so what are we rejoicing about? So that's something that's not pashat. The other point that's not pashat, brought by the Shulchan Aruch and Ebenezer Samach Aleph, is from the Ran, that he says it's usur to have nisuin with Nida. Even assuming the Ran holds it works, you don't need a yichud, but it still is usur. Why is it usur? For a very good reason, because a Nida, any woman who's a Nida, so she has to have her chakos. She doesn't want to be so close with her husband. She doesn't want to go on romantic trips with her husband, because they have to have her chakos. Kosher came here where they haven't even had beer yet, so that's even worse. They don't even have had to yichud. So therefore, the last thing you want to do is to have, oh, let's party. Let's put your nechuppah together. Let's, right? This is the last thing. Let you go home together. That's the worst thing, because why would we create? If you have to have her chakos, you're okay, people are married, so then they have her chakos. But to put someone into that situation of having the suin and the whole simcha and everything, chiba, be mechabib them. The whole simcha is to be mechabib ishal baila, to have that all going on when she's holding erva isur kares, just like every other girl in the world. Right? So that's why this is not a good idea. Not recommended. I remember in COVID, people were doing it. I'm knowing that she's in need and going into it like that, even without being planned. So that's generally what's done today is they use pills, even though it's such a wicked way to start your marriage, doing something to stop perivirivia. But just the modern day world that we live in, you getting a hole is so hard in the first place, and you're not giving up your date. If you give up your date, who knows when you're going to have to wait to. And who knows if you can afford it? You had to take out your second mortgage already for the. It's already. We just can't. The show must go on. Oh. So what to do if it is a chuppas nida? So what to do? So first of all, Mr. Brewer points out in Simon Shin Lamites, the first thing you should do is you should try, even though you're not having yichud, but at least do the best you could at having a nisuin. Which is, you know, to take her, even though it's not yichud, into a decorated room where there could be mesameach together, even without yichud, and to make sure the husband actually owns the room. He should own the room, so he's taking her into his rishos. Right? People don't always realize that, because the yichud room in the hall, it's usually owned by the, rented out by the father of the kala, which is Beis Chama, which is the opposite of Knisa L'Rishuso. It's the father's. It's Beis Aviha. So you should make a good kinyan on the room, the yichud room. Oh, now the big problem, Nogei Asin Helchos Nida, is that what do you do about the Isser Nida and the Isser of yichud? So Shulchan Aruch tells us the Gemara that there's Isser Yichud until there's Bia Rishona. And that Isser is Hu Yashan Bein Hanashan V'Hi Yashena Bein Hanashan. They can't be Miyachay together. Until when? It says until they have Bia. Pashtus is what Marshal says. Pashtus is means until they actually have Bia. Gemara Bia. The Halacha Moser Mekel, the Chazon Ish was Mekel, just L'maisa, right? Sometimes this happens. The woman doesn't manage to have a bia, doesn't manage to get through the basulim after the first night or the second night, and then she becomes a nida. So really, she should be aser in yichud, which would be terribly difficult to become yichud, aser in yichud at that point. So they're Mekel that if she had hara, right? If you're learning Habali Dimta, you know all about Hara, and that would be a matter. But if they didn't have Bia, and she becomes a Nida, or she's a Nida going into the Chasana, so Hu Yashin Bein Hanashim, Hi Yashin Bein Hanashim. So what does that mean? That means Isser Yichud. The Rosh Hashanah just means Isser Yichud. However, the Raif of the Rashba, they say, no, it's Mashba more than Isser Yichud, right? It's Mashba, this is even stronger than regular Yichud, because you need two Mishmaros. right? You have to have double guards, protected on each side, that it shouldn't come to Isser. Why? Because it's you're more choshesh. This is tremendous, tremendous yitzhar here. They're celebrating their chasana, and it's a big chash. So you want to make sure that if you they can't sleep together because of the yichud, so they're sleeping in different sections or parts of this chuppah area. But we're afraid that if the Kala sleeps with the guards, if the guards are female guards and sleeping with the Kala, so maybe the Kala is going to run away to her chassan on the other side. And if the chassan has his buddies as guards, maybe he's going to run away to the Kala and leave his friend sleeping. But if you have two groups of guards, so then we're going to be safe. So the Ramah says that in the daytime, you assume it's regular as a yichud, but at nighttime, assume that you need two mishmaros. So what to do, Lamaisa? So the interesting thing that I've seen, it's starting to pop up in more and more Sfarim. You know, every year there's like another shelf of Nidus Sfarim printed. And certain kulas get more makubal. And if you're a makubal dikka, not a makubal, you know, but a makubal dikka rav, it's not as bad as a makubal. But a lot of the makubal rav, you get makubal psak, and there's this psak that goes around to tell them that they can sleep in one bedroom together. Just keep the door ajar and make sure that there's a couple sleeping in the apartment. I remember once as a kid being a shomer for Chuppas Nida. I didn't know it was Chuppas Nida. I only figured that out years later. But I remember being there in a living room, told to sleep on the couch, and then the Chassan and Kala went to their bedroom. And I hope nothing happened. And they were lying. It's not a problem because I'm there. You know, 9-year-old Yitzi's there, and he's got to make sure that they don't do nothing improper. So I see that. I'm sure saw this in some farm. Okay. So the less you know about Hilchos Yichud, the more this sounds possible. The more you know. I don't understand. I just don't understand. It starts. I saw one English book, and he writes beautiful footnotes. But he brings this as the minhag, and he has a footnote to the Chut Hashani of Nissen Kerelitz. And I looked it up, and what was the footnote of Nissen Kerelitz? Says people say b'shem b'chazanish that all you need is to keep the door a little bit open, and he says chas v'shalom. He knows the case. There was a case where there actually were be'ikar din, the chasnish held it was not a problem, yichud. He held what they had done was already enough to be considered bia, but on tzal chumra he said to do this. But the maisa, there are those who say this. So just say a little bit about Hilchos Yichud, why this is actually not true. Really, not on any level this is true. First of all, having the door a little bit open when there are people sleeping in the house. So stam pashas, that's yichud mamish. That's called yichud. Why? Because there is a heter called Pesach Pesuach. But Pesach Pesuach, there's just harabim, is a heter. What is Pesach Pesuach? So there is a machlokus. The chazanish holds, as long as the door is not locked, it's considered Pesach Pesuach. The Beis Meir holds, no, the door has to be completely open so that someone could actually see it. Okay. Nobody said the shita about being a jar. A jar is really low milo. You don't find that being milo or morit. You know, it could be not locked or it could be totally open. But stam being a jar, it also has to be pesach pesuach to Rishus HaRabim. It has to be open to Rishus HaRabim because Rishus HaRabim, there's always people walking there and you're always afraid someone might open the door. Right here, it's no Rishus HaRabim. Not only that, the couple that's sleeping in the house, right, who's going to look in? Right, who's looking in here? The husband's looking in at the sleeping wife, the sleeping Kala. The wife's looking in at the sleeping husband. Who exactly is looking in? But in any case, it's not Rishus HaRabim. It's also Belaila. Pesach Pesuach Rishus HaRabim doesn't work at night. Also, there's a din of Libo Gaspa. little gasp of, doesn't have to be terribly romantic. It just means people who are comfortable with each other. We don't give the heter of Pesach Pesuach, right? Little gasp of just meaning that they're familiar with each other, not romantically, just they're friends, right? Kol Shekei, the night of the Chasana, that would be Liba Gaspa. What? Right.
No heter at all?
Well, we'll see what the heter is, but not only that, you know, it's tzaddik is a tzaddik. Tzaddikim don't do a chatam, Baruch Hashem. But, you know, it turns out not even tzaddik. So, right? Being a Rebbe for many years, you find out that none of us are tzaddik. Yeah, Shmuel bothers you. Okay, I didn't say that. Everyone's a tzaddik. It's just a terrible. It's a terrible idea.
It's scary. Even if you are
tzaddik,
it's very
hard. It's terrible. I thought it's just a mana thing to say. Also, you should know. Yeah.
Pesach Pesuach. Rebbe said that Beis Meir, who says door has to be open,
door has
all
to be
the way
open, so that someone might peek in.
So ajar, why isn't that? Ajar means meaning someone.
Right, but
anyone
if they look in, they won't
to
be able to see anything. It means they could look without opening the door more. They could look in and see something. They could. Right, people don't want to open someone else's door, but if it's Pesuach, they don't have to open the door. They could just peek in. Like that.
Say here, someone could move the door. That's still enough.
Right. So he was not happy with that, you know, because there's no. We think like, what does it mean open? What does open mean already? Right. Turning a knob. That's what makes it open. You could really turn the knob and open it. It's not locked. So does open just mean not locked? Right. Definitely in Chazal, you find many places that a door being closed does not mean locked. Okay. The other point you should know is there's lots of chumras in Yichud. Like one chumras in Masechet Kedushin tells us that you can't have men and women staying in a house with one room used by men, one room used by women, if there's a chash that they might walk back and forth, that maybe the man will walk into the part of the woman, even when they're not married. Just two groups in one house where they sort of have joint use of the whole house, have rights to use the whole house. So we're afraid that one person is, the man is going to walk into the woman's section and come to Yichud. Right? If they're going on a trip together, when they're going on a trip, you need an extra shomer because we're afraid maybe it'll accidentally come to a situation of Yichud. We're always worried about accidentally coming to a situation of Yichud. And that's the whole idea of the Shnei Mishmaros, is that we're afraid he's going to go away from where his guards are, and go to the woman where she's not guarded. So therefore, we need them both to be guarded, right? So here, where they're both, there's a couple asleep in the house, to say this is enough, is not the case. So what should they do? The best thing to do, the most sneeze thing to do, is to go to a hotel, but not together, for each of them to get a separate room. If they get a separate room, since there's, we would call that a Rishus HaRabim in between them, because a hotel is people who could walk there in the whole night. The Mela, if they have separate rooms, so now they're not in a Yichud Matzav. The whole Matzav's not Yichud. Okay, you could walk through the hotel and get to her room, but also when she's, you know, they could always do that. They could always, anytime it's Yichud, someone could walk across the room, or the street, and go to someone else's house. So that would be a heter. Or the other heter, if their only choice is to be in someone else's house, is to have, you could have the woman lock her door, the man, chasan, sleep by himself, with the door totally open, and for the people there actually to make sure that they're going to check in on the husband. So that also could work. So that's what you could do, but it has to be something quite, quite serious. Okay. All right. So Hashem, what's that's it. Next week is what? Damsulim? Mm-hmm. Okay. Damsulim. Okay. All right. Okay.